Well, there's only 3 weeks to go until Bridge gets married. She's got a lot on her plate. I'm offering to organise Bridgie's hens night. Let me help.
Yeah, just that nice of a bloke, aren't you, Spider?
Well, we know that, Bridge, a lot goes into a wedding, and only last week you're saying that how many things are just creeping up, and hens...
Yeah, like you're creeping up.
No, your hens party hasn't been a priority, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to help you out, so that's what I've done. I've started to organise a hens day for you.
Peter, you didn't have to, seriously, you really didn't have to.
No, I'd love to, and it might... We'll get you a sash and,
I'm not that kind of hen.
Might end up at the races, bit of champagne pong, like beer pong.
What?
Or there's going to be a lot of games on the day. Now, it's going to be next Friday, which we're...
Oh, really? I better see if I'm available for you.
I already checked your diary when you weren't in the studio. So you are clean to come along next Friday.
We've blocked
it
out.
Guess where we're starting? I've got some great news. After
you're just going ahead with this. You don't care if I say
there's so
yes
many
or no.
People on board. Yesterday, as soon as we got off air, the Mecca bar downstairs here in Broadbeach rang up and said, we can do the cocktails. Let's kick it off here, which is really close to work, with cocktails. And I said, okay, but there's rules around what kind of cocktails.
Hang on. What do you mean kick it off with cocktails? Spider, what do you always say to me when I go out? Stick to one drink. You drink all over the world. You drink everything, and that's
exactly
your problem.
So all the cocktails are going to be Bimosa, a Sunshine Ball Maker, which is 90% beer, and also the Black Velvet, which is half champagne and half Guinness, which is beer. So they're all got a beer influence.
I feel hungover already.
No,
I've had cocktails there. They're awesome. They're really good.
So
no tequila. I can't do tequila.
You don't have to do tequila. It's not about that. It's about celebrating. You have all the trust. It's about celebrating your upcoming wedding, and I'm just going to take this off your plate and make sure everything is perfect. Mecca Bar Cocktail Class is our first activity.
Peter, you're stepping on bridesmaids' toes here.
She'll be along.
Hey, listen, seriously. What I for a reason, said you don't have to do anything. You don't have to MC. Just come along to the wedding. You don't have to control anything.
Consider it done.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Spider. Hats off to you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben.
And hats off to the Mecca Bar.
Easy to organise a hens, and I'll be doing it from start all the way to finish.
What experience do you have with hens?
A little bit.
A little bit. He's laughing. Oh, man alive. All right. I want to know, on 13/27/10, it doesn't always go to plan, and this isn't going to go to plan.
This will go to plan.
No, I've got that nervous pit in my stomach.
You should.
It's not going to... I know. Oh, please just don't shave my hair or anything.
There might be a surprise
or
two.
Don't.
You might look particularly surprised when we shave one of your eyebrows off.
Look, don't you do... Look, when it comes to hens or bucks, because you don't organise your own, what happened? Did anything go pear-shaped? Did it go horribly awry?
No one's got stories of that. No one's going to call.
Give us a call on 13/27/10. Help me prepare. Again, these are cautionary tales. That's what I need.
So bucks nights, hens nights gone wrong. That's what you want?
Oh, wow.
The nightmare of a bucks and hens.
Oh. And don't give Spider any ideas with these, please.
Maybe just a warning for Mecca Bar Broadbeach, the ultimate modern Middle Eastern dining experience. They're the first ones on board for this.
Well, there's only 3 weeks to go until Bridge gets married. She's got a lot on her plate. I'm offering to organise Bridgie's hens night. Let me help. Well, Bridge, I'm planning it. Next Friday is going to be your hens day. You've got to start embracing it because it's going to happen. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there, but we are starting at the Mecca Bar. We're going to have a cocktail class. Your bridesmaid's going to be on board and so many other people. But we are kicking off. We are asking at the moment those nightmare hens and bucks because you've got little faith in me.
Oh, priors. You have priors. That's exactly why I don't have faith in you, but I know what's going to happen. I just have to wave the white flag as per usual and go along with it, right?
Well, you'll thank us later, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I will.
Who doesn't love a good game of beer pong during a hen's day or a champagne pong? Imagine that. Rebecca in Arundel, have you ever had a hens or bucks nightmare?
Yes, I went out for a hens night with my mum and all my bridesmaids and girlfriends and stuff. We went on a bus tour and they encouraged me to drink, and I don't normally drink alcohol, and fell down the stairs of the bus and broke my ankle 2 weeks before I got married.
Oh, no.
You're on crutches on your wedding day?
Some of the time.
So what happened when you walked down the aisle? Were you, like, hobbling?
Well, I didn't actually know I'd... broken it to start with because I was a little bit intoxicated, and I went home and woke up in the middle of the night, and I said to my husband, well, fiance then, I said, my ankle's just not right. Something's wrong. And anyway, he put me in a taxi and sent me to hospital, and I rang him back about an hour later and said, you're not going to believe this, I've broken my ankle.
Well, Jane,
he goes, you were worried about me doing silly stuff.
Thanks, Rebecca. I can honestly tell Jamie, don't worry.
Oh, coming from you, this is hilarious. Don't worry, yes, finishes.
Don't panic. Bridge will be in very, very good hands.
Are we getting a flat floor bus? Is that what we're doing? One of those kneeling buses?
I told you, Bridge, just trust me. It will happen. And look, your chance to actually join us. We're going to get a couple of Gold FM family along to assist you to make sure everything goes perfectly fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I can get some people to come and hold my hand and help me through this ordeal?
Absolutely, 100%,
yes. I don't like surprises, Peter. You know that.
There won't be too many surprises. There'll be a crack. Day. Okay. It's your hen's day.
Isn't this about, you know, the best time in your life, not freaking out just before you get married? I'm freaking out enough as it is.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Just go with it, Bridge.
Yeah, once in a lifetime, all right.